Every Texan needs to know about Colony Ridge. It's September 26, 2023, and these are your headlines. I want to talk about Colony Ridge, the illegal alien housing settlement right here in Texas. We briefly mentioned it yesterday after the Republican Party of Texas unanimously called on the legislature to take action and shut it down. But if you haven't seen any of those stories, it's worth learning about because this is happening right here in Texas, right outside a major metropolitan area, and so far, nothing is being done about it. Liberty County, just north of Houston, is home to the fastest growing Hispanic population in the country and one of the fastest growing school districts in Texas. Now, why is this? Because of this Colony Ridge development. Look at the numbers. In 2020, the Colony Ridge settlement included approximately 20,000 residents. Now, it includes an estimated 75,000. Colony Ridge is known for its dealings and associations with the Gulf and Sinaloa cartels. In 2013, 300 acres of Liberty County lands were used to host what was called the largest and most sophisticated marijuana growing operation in U.S. history. The area broke another record in July of 2021 when the Drug Enforcement Administration raided a multi-million dollar methamphetamine manufacturing lab right there in Colony Ridge. Terranos Houston, now that's the marketing program for Colony Ridge, advertises to illegal aliens by indicating that they do not require traditional bank loans, nor do they need social security numbers or a proven job history. Instead, they operate through owner-financed lots for illegal aliens who don't qualify for most of those loans. These loans are called ITIN loans, ITIN, because you don't need a social security number, you just need an ITIN or an individual tax identification number, which anybody can get. The company is particularly active on international media platforms and produces marketing videos in Spanish, promoting incentives like discounts and video tours of their new schools. Such a massive influx of children, of course, has created the need for more schools, with the land development company building 6 for Cleveland Independent School District thus far. Their enrollment, by the way, has increased from just over 6,500 students to over 12,000 over the course of just 4 years, which, as you can imagine, anybody looking at this knows, this is putting a major strain on the area and the citizens who call it home. And then there's the crime. According to an investigation by the Daily Wire recently, there's limited law enforcement presence in the area. Additionally, the Gulf and Sinaloa cartels have reportedly purchased land in the development to set up safe houses. And just today, we have a report up at Texas Scorecard on the local school district warning parents of recent fentanyl overdoses by students in the district. Some have even compared the development to a colonia, which the Texas Attorney General's office defines as, quote, substandard housing developments often found along the Texas-Mexico border where residents lack basic services such as drinking water, sewage treatment, and paved roads. And consider this, colonia is not on the border, it's actually north of Houston. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Attorney General Ken Paxton have both been asked about this during recent interviews, with both of them saying it's something the legislature may act on. But will they have the opportunity? That depends on Governor Greg Abbott. Any moment now, and I really mean any moment, it could be later today, it could be tomorrow, who knows? The governor is expected to announce a special session of the legislature. These can only be on issues he chooses. And should he choose to do so, he could add legislation to, for example, crack down on these ITIN loans to the call. That's his choice. In any case, until something is done, not only will Colony Ridge keep expanding, but the next illegal alien settlement could be coming soon to your own backyard. Speaking of special sessions, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility is asking the governor to add the elimination of property taxes to a special session call. Wouldn't that be nice? In a letter to Governor Abbott, the group writes, as a part of your re-election campaign while participating in the gubernatorial debate in September of 2022, you stated, my goal is to eliminate the school property tax that's imposed in the state of Texas so that people can genuinely own their own home without being taxed out of it. Abbott also expressed support for a pathway to school maintenance and operations property tax elimination when he officially included it in his second special call issued on June 27th of this year. And while the legislature did meet earlier this summer for not one, but two special sessions on property tax relief, at the end of the day, ultimately, only $12 billion was put towards new relief in that plan, even though the state faced a surplus, a budget surplus of over $31 billion. Texans for Fiscal Responsibility is also asking Governor Abbott to include spending limitations on local governments and the abolition of taxpayer-funded lobbying on the special session call. Lastly, a multi-billion dollar bond package put on the November ballot by the Prosper Independent School District includes a high school football stadium that, if approved, will be the most expensive in Texas history. Prosper taxpayers are divided over the district's over-the-top spending, which has been a trend in the wealthy suburban school district located just north of Dallas. Prosper ISD's proposed bond package totals $2.8 billion, with a B, plus interest, all of which must be repaid with property taxes. The new 8,000-seat stadium is expected to cost $94.8 million, and that's before interest. Now, they're not new to this. Prosper ISD has a history of building expensive facilities. Prosper High School opened up in 2009 at a construction cost of $113.5 million, believed to be the most expensive high school in Texas at the time. In 2020, just a few years ago, the district opened Rock Hill High School with a price tag of around $200 million. Walnut Grove High School opened this fall at a cost that topped $200 million. So, what do you think? Should school districts use taxpayer-backed debt to build massive stadiums? Let me know in the comments. For more news of the day, head to texasscorecard.com.